What helps people be less susceptible to COVID-19 infection and severe illness? Several recently published scientific papers appear to support the so-called nicotine hypothesis, suggesting that nicotine may be beneficial. Michael Blaha, a cardiologist at Johns Hopkins and tobacco cessation advocate, says this is part of a trend.
There's no doubt that tobacco companies are still trying to infiltrate research and scientific thinking and trying to pull opinions in their direction. This is happening with traditional combustible cigarettes, but it's also happening quite a bit with the makers of electronic cigarettes who are trying to recruit scientists, recruit postdoctoral fellows to do research for them and, of course, serve the purpose of their tobacco products.
Blaha says before accepting any assertions based on so-called scientific studies, it is always good to ask yourself if this study really makes sense. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.